Can you tell us what is behind the thinking of this new initiative about the neighborhoods?
Yeah, Philadelphia has long been known as a city of neighborhoods, but our neighborhoods have been changing. And so the William Penn Foundation has given us the opportunity to take a look at the neighborhoods that ring Center City that have shown that they've become much more visitor-ready in the last years with the influx of people who are creating great restaurants and galleries and shops, artists, musicians, creative entrepreneurs, cultural and thought leaders who are really devoted to the idea of community and are making wider parts of the city come alive. There were criteria for the selection. They had to be within a 15-minute walk or drive or cab ride of Center City hotels because, of course, our job is to drive overnight stays. But once there, the idea is to get people to go one block further and then one block farther.
And what's the response been from people in the neighborhood to the idea of marketing their neighborhoods to visitors?
They've really loved the idea. One, it's good business because every good business needs a rotating population, fresh people coming in, telling other people and bringing it. Also, as everyone has noticed, there's such a fresh sense of pride about Philadelphia or Philly, which used to be said kind of in an offhand way, but now is a real sign of affection. So people are very ready to share what's been going on because they've been a part of it.
And are the neighborhoods described geographically, but also in terms of what restaurants or cultural attractions might be there?
Well, some of the criteria for visitor readiness were that you have coffee shops, restaurants, bars, galleries, working artists, things like that. And that once in a neighborhood, it was very identifiable as a neighborhood.
And how does this interface with the other initiatives of GPTMC?
The whole neighborhood thing interfaces very well because what's been happening in the city isn't just what many people think of as the city. It really is much more of it. So when we do With Art Philadelphia, when we tout the fashion, when we tout the dining scene, when we tell people to walk the storied streets or eat in the buzzed about restaurants, really what we have been directing them to do is going out and about. But we haven't really named the individual neighborhoods or looked into their character and the people who make them. So now this is, and that's the added element that we think will get people to stay longer and see more.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.